Harper Audio presents Shakespeare, The World as Stage, written and read by Bill Bryson. Copyright 2007 by Bill Bryson. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Chapter 1, In Search of William Shakespeare. Before he came into a lot of money in 1839, Richard Plantagenet Temple Nugent Bridges Chandos Grenville, 2nd Duke of Buckingham and Chandos, led a largely uneventful life. He sired an illegitimate child in Italy, spoke occasionally in the House of Commons against the repeal of the Corn Laws, and developed an early interest in plumbing. His house at Stowe, in Buckinghamshire, had 9 of the first flush toilets in England, but otherwise was distinguished by nothing more than his glorious prospects and many names. But after inheriting his titles and one of England's great estates, he astonished his associates, and no doubt himself, by managing to lose every penny of his inheritance in just 9 years through a series of spectacularly unsound investments. Bankrupt and humiliated, in the summer of 1848 he fled to France, leaving Stowe and its contents to his creditors. The auction that followed became one of the great social events of the age. Such was the richness of Stowe's furnishings that it took a team of auctioneers from the London firm of Christie and Manson 40 days to get through it all. Among the lesser-noted disposals was a dark oval portrait, 22 inches high by 18 wide, purchased by the Earl of Ellesmere for 355 guineas and known ever since as the Chandos portrait. The painting had been much retouched and was so blackened with time that a great deal of detail was, and still is, lost. It shows a balding but not unhandsome man of about 40, who sports a trim beard. In his left ear he wears a gold earring. His expression is